On September 26, 2012, an important vote will take place in the House of Commons on a private member's motion that, if passed, would require Parliament to form a committee to study the point at which a baby becomes a human being. Authored by Conservative MP Stephen Woodworth, Motion 312 would require a special committee of 12 MPs from both sides of the House to examine subsection 223(1), a 400-year-old law that says a baby is not a human being before the moment of complete birth. Until a child's little toe pops out of the birth canal, that child is not recognized as a human being in Canada, said Mr. Woodworth. This law dehumanizes and excludes an entire class of people we know to be human beings, namely children, before the moment of complete birth. Borrowed from British common law, where it was expressed as early as 1642, the definition was developed at a time when medical science knew nothing about the development of babies in the womb. In today's world, where we can now see a baby's heartbeat and can even operate on a baby in utero, Motion 312 seeks to review the definition in light of 21st century medical knowledge. Apart from a diminishing number of U.S. states, there are only three other countries in the world that now share Canada's refusal to recognize or protect the interest of babies as human beings until the moment of complete birth: the People's Republic of China, Vietnam, and North Korea. But there's hope. An Angus Reid poll conducted in August 2010 discovered that 79% of Canadians are not aware that Canadian law does not recognize or protect the interests of babies until the moment of complete birth. Moreover, a 2011 Environics poll determined that when provided with information about the development of children before birth, 72% of Canadians agree that this law needs to be reformed. While critics of the motion have called it an attempt to criminalize abortion, Mr. Woodworth insists that it would not change abortion laws because he does not propose any legislation, merely the study of Section 223(1). The courts have consistently stated that it is Parliament's responsibility to determine the protection to be given to the interests of babies before birth. Isn't it time that Parliament, and indeed Canadians, have this discussion? For more information on Stephen Woodworth's private member's motion, please visit www.stephenwoodworth.ca. I'm Gary Breitkreutz, Member of Parliament for Yorkton-Melville, wishing you a good day.